You're connected to CMN Network.
APV.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KDAQ testing.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yo, Phil. Yo, Sean. Where are you at?
I just left the house. Probably a few minutes later than normal.
Okay, I'm sitting here having a coffee at Starbucks with Donald, so I'll listen for when you get a little closer.
Is he joining us?
Okay, I couldn't hear. It's kind of noisy in here, so I didn't hear real well.
I'm glad Donald is joining us.
Connected to CMN Network.
I'm still not hearing you. There's a lot of noise in here, and it's not very loud.
All right, I'll let you go. I just was saying, I'm glad Donald is joining us. See you in a bit. See you here.
All right, we'll catch you when you get over here. WNFU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Pierre.
Yeah, the computer is kind of quiet this morning. Sure is, KR4HTX.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Sean, you still there?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
I barely got you there, Dave. I'm probably not much better because my antenna is folded over. KDHDSI. Let's pump it up to high power. Is this better? Yeah, I think so. A little scratchy, but still okay. And like I said, it's partially my fault. Shelby Road from 24 miles, so I will be arriving at the park in 4 minutes, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
Alright, KDHDSI.
KE8RUH. KE8RUH. From NHZVZ. KE8RUH. Kilo Echo 8. Romeo Uniform Hotel. From NHZVZ. And nothing heard. NHZVZ is clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Take me.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8RUH.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Say that. Richmond.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
NAGZR calling.
ETRS on the repeater again, guy in Flint, KF8 something or other. Do I got to go through the trouble of looking it up, or can you just turn it off? KF8BZA from W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8GBA. KF8GBA. From W8FU. KE8ZTP from W8FU.
N8QY2 mobile monitoring.
Well, Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee radio check.
KE8ZTP testing.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF80YL. KF80YL monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
WAEAP. W8RCY, good evening. Good evening, Donald. I'm just sitting up here at Stony Creek. I don't know, 27 mile, whatever, you know where it's at. Just sitting out enjoying the nice weather. How is your mobility coming along? Are we like bending ourselves over and able to tie your shoes without bending your knees? Not quite that good yet, but I'm getting there. I'm going back to physical therapy again, but I'm pretty close. I'm pretty close to being able to tie my own shoe. I got slip-on shoes, old man shoes for now. Okay, well, I'm kind of busy doing other things right now, but I heard you in there, and I just wanted to say hello and check on you and everything else. I had coffee with Sean this morning, and when I asked him about Jackson. I haven't heard him on the radio in a while. And Sean chimed out to him, and Sean said, Jack came back with an answer saying that he was doing better. Do you know anything that might have happened? Because he was off the air for quite a while, and I haven't heard him on the East Coast Reflector for a couple weeks. No details. I know that his daughter took him to the hospital, and he was supposed to get out Monday. I didn't get any details, so I didn't want to really talk about it on the radio. But, yeah, no details. I did try texting him a couple times, and I don't think the last time I texted him he didn't answer, but he said he was doing better. He'll be out by Monday. Well, I don't know if he meant last Monday or this Monday coming up. I have no idea, but nope. I'm sure he's okay. Not sure why he was there. It's been a couple weeks, almost 2 weeks now, I think, since, I don't think it was last weekend, but Sean went on a road trip, and I heard Jack when Sean was away on his road trip, and he was in a conversation, and basically I haven't heard from him since, and Sean came back from his road trip, and it did think of it. I'm not on the ECR morning through every morning. I listen for the question or I look for it, and if it's a decent question, I'll chime in. But I went back, and I noticed I hadn't heard Jack, and I just, you know, was listening, and following the their dashboard. He's not on it. So, like I said, when I had coffee with Sean early this morning, before even the breakfast thing met up, I asked, when was the last time you heard from Jack? And he's like, And he had to even think about it for a second. And he texted him, and a few minutes later, Jack says, I'm doing better, and that was it. And Sean, I know, typed back something else, and Sean and I went our separate ways, and I never got an answer. But I know you're constantly in touch with him, and that's why I asked if you knew anything. And I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll text him a little bit later. And if he's still going to be there for a while, maybe I should bring him a radio. Someone can bring him a radio so he can at least listen. I think he's at Ford Macomb. So he's should be pretty close to both repeaters. Anyhow, okay, I'll let you go. It was nice talking to you. And by the way, how am I getting into the repeater from this far north? right now I'm on basic RF. I don't have my node connected or anything like that. And you're solid. There's no crackling. There's no nothing. I mean, you're not full quieting, but yeah, you're just fine for being that far away from home. Very, very good. It's my radio I take with me. DM32 and a Nagoya. So it works, does pretty good for an HT, and I'm not, you know, on any hill or anything. All right, we'll catch you later. 73s, W8EAP. Okie dokie, good hearing you out there. W8RCY.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF80YL.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Lima Yankee monitoring.
Good evening. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta. Chris from Royal Oak monitoring as well.
Current. currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot, Lima Yankee. Did someone just call in a second ago?
Correct. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, monitoring as well. Good to hear you.
Hey neighbor, how's it going? I am on a Baofeng UV-32. How am I sounding?
Sounding pretty good. That's a pretty interesting radio you have there, too. I myself have the BM-32 UV. I'm not sure if it's the same one or not, but solid radio right there. Pretty good that you have one.
Honestly, I got this radio just because it didn't have DMR. I didn't feel like setting up DMR and all that other stuff. I just want to start off, you know, more smoothly, you know what I mean?
Yep, that's fair enough, too. I know the biggest struggle I had with my DMR radio was figuring out how to use it, and then the whole cold code plug thing was just terrible to set up. But I got a pretty good grip on it now, too. I assume it's a lot simpler to use, too, is it?
It is way, the interface is almost the same, honestly. It's the same one, it's just the DMR decoding and whatnot was just ripped out of it. It's pretty much the same exact interface.
Sweet, I might have to look into it too. Sounds like a pretty simple radio to have on the side as well. I'm currently rocking the K5 Plus, which is also 10 watts and tri-band as well. Not a terrible radio, and it uses the UV5RM battery too, so I can get infinite batteries.
Not bad. Recently, I tried to buy a Motorola 7560E. It came broken. It kind of worked. I had to mess with it. Someone messed up with the speaker and the volume knob.
I'm not familiar with that type of handheld, too.
It was a Motorola DMR radio I was trying to buy.
Oh, sweet. And why did you end up not buying it? I'm sorry, I'm walking. Someone gave the wrong mail to my house. I'm tracking down that house in the neighborhood to give it where it needs to be. But I'm listening.
I see. Also, side comment. Good man, I'm working on getting that mail to the proper person. I'm sorry, I just completely lost my train of thought. Could you please say again?
Yeah, I was just trying to get the mail to the right house because the mail person sometimes brings somebody else's mail to my house, too. Very similar numbers. It's just one digit off, so it's just a matter of finding the house, which I just ended up doing. So now they have their mail.
That's great. But also, I did end up buying the radio, but I immediately returned it a couple days later. Because it was all messed up, and it was so programmable, but I didn't want to buy any RSM. I didn't want to buy a mic for it. So I just decided to give up and then return it. Got all my money back, though.
That's good, though. That's good. I'm glad they're able to honor that return. Yep. There's nothing like hitting a radio and then finding out it's way too unnecessarily complicated. Even the DM32 UV, like, that one is quite a doozy to, like, figure out what is important to program and what doesn't really matter. And if there's one teensy setting that is not configured correctly, you're not going to be able to use it at all. So that's why I'm on my K5 Plus, because it is super simple to use, super simple.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard of the K5 Plus, honestly. I'm not familiar with the entire Baofeng series of radios.
If I would describe it to someone, I would call it the UV5RM, but I'm here with it. The only difference is that it has tri-band rather than the usual dual band that the 5RM has.
tri-band? I'm just stumped here. Is the third band, like, CF? Oh, man, I wish. That'd be so cool. Nope, that third band is going to be in between UHF and VHF. In between 2 meters and 70 centimeters, it's going to be the 1.25 meter band. Although those frequencies are generally not really used as repeaters. Maybe there's 1, 2, or 3 in the some part of Michigan. But it's there for simplex mostly. I see. Speaking of that, do you just do simplex or do you do repeaters? I always do repeaters. Honestly, not too many people tend to monitor the simplex frequencies, and quite frankly, I don't really have too many, well, all my friends are not really interested in getting their ham license, let's just put it like that. So, yep, repeaters is generally what I listen to and use right now. Understandable. I'm one of the younger nerds with the walkie-talkie with the radios, honestly. I've been getting into it for a while. So I guess there is some younger people who have been getting into it. I heard someone in like 8th grade on this repeater. Oh yeah, so I know there's some young people coming in too. When I took my technician's ham exam, there was actually a kid in like 7th grade that was getting his extra done that day in that same room. I just thought that was really interesting. And then I was also able to get my, well, one of my younger cousins on the radio too, although just on GMRS for the time being, since we are family. But, again, it's a slow thing. I'm trying to give the positive peer pressure in my friend group and maybe, just maybe, have one of them get their ham license. I offered them a free handheld if they got it, so if they get their license, transceivers on me.
That sounds cool. Free handheld as an incentive. I like that. But, yeah, honestly, I've been trying to get a couple of my friends, but most of them are into, like, Rocket League and whatnot.
Yep, that's fair enough, too. If anything, I'm, like, the only one who's into video games in the group, but even then, it's just limited to Roblox here or there. Maybe Peak, that one climbing game with some of the friends online, too. So, I don't know what their excuse is for not getting a handheld. I'm trying to give them as little as possible.
I like it, Roblox and Peak. Is that, I'm not sure, is that game on Roblox or is that like a separate game?
I have Peak on Steam, although I would not be surprised if Roblox had their own version of it. That's what I really like about Roblox. They just have Roblox versions of everything, whether it's Jailbreak, multi-crew tanks combat, or even, like, knockout versions of GTA. That one body cam game, I forgot what it's called. Ready or Not, yes. There's even a Ready or Not version on Roblox. That's what I really like about it.
That is pretty nice. I occasionally play Roblox with some of my friends. They like to play this game called Murder DC 2, which is pretty nice. And believe it or not, it's a really popular Roblox game, and they even made a knockoff of it on Fortnite, which is kind of funny.
Oh my goodness. Good old Murder Mystery 2. I'm getting the nostalgia. Yep, that is a classic game, and I guess this is the first time a game on Roblox got ripped off somewhere else now.
Yeah, honestly, I was not expecting it to go the other way around.
I can't blame Fortnite for trying, though, because that is one fun game to play. Now, that is a game that all my friends do play when we do play Roblox together.
It is pretty cool, but I don't think three in the morning while they're doing their all-nighters, I'm trying to sleep. thankfully, all of my friends and myself are reaching that point of life where it's like, well, we can't really play too many video games and we need our PD sleep. So on one hand, I'm glad we don't really do all-nighters, but on the other hand, you get all these young adult problems coming up and stuff that needs to be addressed too. Yay. College, work, bills, all the good stuff. Yeah, that's what they want to tell you about adulthood. I mean, honestly, 1 second you're 18, then 2 seconds later you're already getting the bills. Yep. You go from working because you can to working because you have to. Just one quick trick I will say, honestly, it's, I don't really know. Sorry, I didn't quite get that. There was a little bit of static coming in. Sorry, my antenna was pointed down. But, you know, honestly, I'm... I don't know what all that holds for me, honestly. Yep. Hey, which repeater are you going in through right now? For that Lapeer area, last time I checked, there weren't that many repeaters available, especially where my dad lives in Hortonville.
Sorry, I did not hear 90%. Could you please just say again?
I'll try to summarize what I said too, but are there any other good repeaters in that Lapeer area?
Here Shelby Township, but there is the full force PWAGM, and don't quote me.
Oh man, your transmissions are getting pretty weak over there. They were kind of hitting the repeater, and then you'd hear the ka-chunk, and then you'd come in again too, and then another ka-chunk too.
Happen a bit, that's telling you. Okay, better on me.
Yep, still having the same issues, interestingly enough. Are you commuting or indoors?
Indoors, and as we speak, I am walking.
All right, I got some of that too, so that's good. Yep, that's the fun part about being indoors. It depends on which corner of the room you are in.
I'm shocked I haven't been having more since, again, I'm running on a 10-watt HT. I was thinking about upgrading mobile, but I looked at the prices and genuinely wanted to cry.
Yep, the cost of entry for HTs and mobiles are, like, completely different. Oh, my goodness. I don't think I'm going to be able to get a mobile until at least winter break. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, a mobile. I won't be able to get a mobile until at least winter break.
Believe it or not, I have a Motorola base station, but it's sadly for $800 to $900, so it's not really much use in the handmade.
Oh man, if there was one type of base station I would like to get, it would be something for the HF. But again, still need to get my general license. Yes, technicians do get some privileges in that band, but I'd rather get the full experience before I get a base station.
Yeah, I've heard about some cheaper ones. Like some Chinese ones, the Chinese ones, but I heard the, I think it's called like DYD something, or like DYD, I think, like 21. Yep, transmission was a little bit in and out over there too, but I did hear it too. I know for some of the research I was doing, there was something called a QRP device, which is sub-$100. Yes, it just outputs 5 watts, but you could get an amplifier and an antenna tuner also for the same price, too. So for about $300, I think you can get a pretty decent starter ready going.
I'm talking. Sorry, my radio. Yeah, I gotta go 7.
No problem. If you have to go, that's totally fine, too. 7-3, if that's the case. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta here.
This is K-E-H-F-L-Y. I just had a conversation with someone like 2 minutes ago. Are you still out here? I forgot your call sign. Sorry.
Yep, I'm still here. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. I was actually just getting ready to hop in the shower and get some stuff going on over there, too.
I see. Sorry if I interrupted that. Just running in. I just shoved a new battery in my radio.
Sweet. Well, yep, dead batteries. Gotta love it.
I got two of the big ones. Standby, and with a burning passion is that I have to shoot it with a flathead. Other than that, the batteries last way too long before they, like, can't hold the charge anymore. You never really have to take them out.
Yep, that's the one thing I don't like about my DM32UV. You have to unscrew the whole thing out to charge it, or to swap it out. But in terms of charging, I just throw it on the dock every night, and that kind of seems to solve the issue. Whereas for my other handhelds, hot swappable batteries, that's where it's at.
I'll be honest, the entire time I've owned my radio, I think I've used the dock maybe twice. Type C that comes with it is...
Yep, I was starting to get some more static towards the end of that too, but only twice on the dock? That's incredible.
Yeah, that's probably the only 2 times I've ever charged it with the dock, but other than that, I've just used the USB-C port on the back of it.
That's fair. I know the dock I have literally has a USB-C plug to plug it in, and then, I mean, you could just skip the entire dock at that point, too, and just plug it in straight to the radio, but I kind of like the dock. It keeps it upright, I can monitor wireless charging, and it's more convenient than, at least for me, than trying to find a USB-C to plug it in.
Charging way faster, about like an hour faster, don't quote me.
Oh, wow then. Well, I guess I have an experiment to run over here. Well, it is getting a little bit late for me this evening, and I stink. Oh my goodness, I was helping my brother out swap his brakes, and yep, very smelly job, that's all I have to say. So I'm going to have to call it for tonight, too. But it was a pleasure talking to you. I'll still be around for one more transmission, too. But 7-3. All right, you have a blessed Sunday. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, clear for the night. Chris from Royal Oak.
TF8DRC from NHWJZ. You're on check. NAWJ said near Cleveland listening.
ALSA, TBA listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
Where's the middle of nowhere? KEA, TFM.
I have no idea. Somewhere where there's skunks. And I'm 12 miles to I-94.
Yeah, I'm out on, out in the middle channel fishing, out in front of Harson's Island here.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I was on Avoca Road, now I'm going south. I don't know what road I'm on. Vincent Road? Does that ring a bell to you? I'm in St. Clair County. Just picked up my kids and heading back home.
Yeah, I figured you were somewhere out by me.
So are you catching anything? Are you still, like, going after sturgeon and stuff, or are you just random fishing now?
Well, at night we're always going after sturgeon, but we caught, baby and caught one catfish. That's all we got. We got a lot of bait stolen from us, but only one fish in the boat.
So, how late do you guys hang out, or when did you start, and when are you guys going to stop?
So, we got out here at 7 o'clock, so, we've, I don't know, it'll be probably in the next hour. By midnight, we'll probably be out of here. It just depends. If we actually start catching fish, we could be out here till 3 a.m. They start biting. But, yeah, if it stays quiet, probably around midnight, we'll head to the North Channel launch, and then it'll take us about an hour to get home from there, 45 minutes.
Very good. Okay, I'm heading to Wadhams Road and by the Black River. I'm going down a hill, so I might lose you.
Yeah, you were definitely fading out, but you're still there.
And now we're back up the hill. Gonna head to 69 and 94. Okay. So I'm at Lapeer Road and Wadhams, if that gives you any bearing. I am amazed at the range of Richmond. I'm at I-69 and on Wadhams Road, so just to give some bearings. Greetings, Mr. Snow, KF8S. Well, someday you'll become a big boy and get your ham radio license. Meanwhile, back on the farm.
Connected to CMN Network.
It's past your bedtime. Go to bed, Mr. Debkey.
KFA, TSD, I should be going to bed right now, but there's still things to do this evening.